Hi, welcome to the ESI What's Next podcast. I'm your host, Alex Feldman, and I'm taking you on a journey to learn about the exciting student entrepreneurs coming out of the ESI program. In a special mini-series about the ESI Sustainability Challenge, we're sitting down with Richards Agapovs from Last Chance Cuisine to talk about why he and his team decided to join the ESI Challenge and solve the problem they attempted to solve. Student hackathons are a great way to learn about the future, is thinking about the current problems. Let's learn about the future they envision. Hi, Richard, and thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thank you for the introduction. So my name is Richard. I'm a second year student at SSC Riga, a very good economics university in Riga. Itself, it taught me a lot of different values in regards to business, how it runs, and how me as a person can develop it. And I used this knowledge to actually participate in the ESI Challenge, which I learned through SSC Riga, and that's how I'm here. So let's begin.
Awesome. Awesome. Backing up a little bit, can you tell me a little bit about, like, what were some of the drivers that made you decide to kind of study economics, apply to the Stockholm School of Economics? Where does this kind of interest come from in your background?
Well, I was very fond of numbers. Mathematics was my second hand. I really love numbers. And in school, I learned that physics and chemistry are good for me due to the number aspect of it. Yet the knowledge did not actually interest me that much. Instead, I like to talk with people. Thus, economics was this like a good mix between numbers and people, which together combined drove me to economics. And who doesn't love money in addition? Therefore, that was one of the best options. Additionally, as a last thing, was that it taught us everything in English, and it was a good continuation from my secondary school, which also taught me everything in English.
Cool. And why, let's say, why did you feel like it was important to continue to learn things in English?
Because I'm very thankful for my parents to actually provide me with the opportunity to learn, because it costs money to learn in English. And they said you should actually use this as a leverage for your future endeavors. Therefore, SSC Riga was a good continuation of that.
Gotcha. And so let's say you found, let's say, knowing the language was something that would be a useful skill for you moving forward, even though, let's say, depending on where you are generationally in Latvia, some people speak English, some people don't. But let's say, especially as you get into business, learning and knowing English is let's say, a very useful skill to have.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is, because English is second or the first most spread language. Therefore, learning it gives you a lot more opportunities. For example, speaking with Estonians and Lithuanians, even though you don't know the same language, the same national language, you still know English, which is a good way of communicating between each other.
Perfect. And sort of within, you sort of touched on this briefly, but can you unpack it a little bit more? How did you really discover about the SE Hackathon? What made you interested in joining it? Why did you want to participate?
Well, for me, we have this committee in our university which gives out interesting emails regarding the different opportunities. From there, I found out ESI, Sustainability Challenge. And afterwards, like throughout the week, other faculty members of university actually sent me the information in regards to this challenge. And it was like Dmitris, who was one of the participants of ESI Challenge, also sent the email. And all around my community, peers actually participated in different hackathons. And I did not have any experience in regards to it. Therefore, I had some free time and relearned that possibly I can do something grand and do something exciting. Therefore, without any other minds, on this like Saturday evening, I just signed up, and that's how it went. And I was actually shocked in regards to the outcome.
All right, we'll get to the outcome, I think, a bit later, but let's kind of move through the story as we go. So considering when you signed up, did you sort of know about, let's say, the team you were participating with in advance? Did you kind of meet them kind of on the first day? How did your kind of team come together? Talk to me about that.
That's a very good story in regards to it, because I did not know anybody. there were other participants who wrote me on Slack saying, yo, come join my team, I will follow you, and so on. But no, indeed, I did not choose them. I just knew that they will be part of competition or fun people to talk to throughout this experience. But on the Saturday, when we had the Zoom up call with every participant, one of my buddies who is in high school wrote me in Zoom chat saying, hi, you two participate in this challenge? I was like, yes, I am. And he said, are you looking for a team? I was like, yes. And he was like, okay, so I have this, my girl from same high school who is also participating. Therefore, why don't you join us? Because we were good friends, because he actually shadowed me already twice in SSC Riga. Therefore, I said, okay, fine. I'm joining him because they had already an idea. Afterwards, we had three people, so we needed two more. And here comes the two greatest coincidences in life, I would say. So first is Mara. So Mara was writing in chat when we had to pick a team. She was like, so is there a free spot? Is there a free spot for a team? Elisa, who is this high school girl, and the guy's name is Phillips, who invited me. So Elsa said, yeah, team 27, which was our number, is free. Therefore, she joined us. And then there is Mustafa, who was desperately looking for a team. He's a Turkish guy who studies in Latvia for 2 months, architecture, and he was writing desperately in the chat. So join, who to join? And one of the organizers said, so team 27 is still looking for a team member, why not join them? And after 2 seconds, I look down and Mustafa has written his name in the Team 27 group. And so that's how we came about. Just two high schoolers who invited me and two random people who were desperately looking for a team and found the free spot.
And how did you find, let's say, how did this play out with like the group dynamics? Did that end up working out well, not well? It sounds like, I mean, you sort of had a connection with one of the people, a connection with another people, but you had random people. So it's an interesting mixture to come together. So how'd that end up working out in terms of dynamics and yeah, working together?
Well, first of all, first meeting, we come together, video call with each of us. And we were like, so hi, what are the strengths? What are the weaknesses of each one? And everybody was like, calm about it. They were not stressing enough. That everybody was they were quite shy about themselves, not trying to speak up. And I, as an extrovert, tried to get everybody to talk. And afterwards, everybody understood what each one of us could do. And afterwards, we made a team, which was built on the principle that everybody can give something of value and make the team even better. And thus, we could understand each other's strengths. For example, Phillips, he is good with AI. Therefore, he used AI to help us. Then there was Eliza, who had the original idea. We can say that she was the person who brought us to the challenge. And Mara used marketing skills, and Mustafa was in regards to architecture. So we saw that we have some competencies. Each of us has strengths that other ones do not have. Therefore, we were like, so you can do this, I can do this, how about we work together and achieve this goal? And it was good. There was not a lot of these conflicts within our group, except so there were some minor discussions, some heated debates, but at the end, these heated debates resulted in something interesting information or an outcome that we would use further on.
Got you. And then, I mean, you mentioned that, if I'm not wrong, your teammate Aliza kind of came with an idea. Was she with the, is that the right person?
Aliza,
She kind of came with the idea. So she kind of knew an idea from the get-go, or did you kind of, tell me a little bit, about, let me back up a little bit. Can you tell me a little bit about, let's say, which problem you chose and why to attack, and sort of how Eliza came with this idea around this problem?
So Eliza, because there was some time before the whole meeting with each of us, the challenges were given. And Eliza already thought of a solution for ringing. She thought of, firstly, like food boxes, putting spoiled foods into a box and afterwards selling it to the customer. Therefore, I was down for this idea. I was good. I was actually fond of it. And afterwards, she brought it up and everybody agreed on it. And we discussed why it's good, why it's not. Therefore, we stuck with Rimi. Additional aspect why we did so was because Rimi challenge was something that we know because it's very common for us to go to a supermarket and learn what is their issue and how we can develop it. Therefore, due to Elise's initiative and the team's whole idea that we can tackle something simple yet necessary, combined into us sticking with Rimi, the expiring food problem.
Gotcha. So it was kind of a mixture of interests and initiative all came together at once to propel you guys forward.
Yeah, it was based on that because afterwards, throughout the whole week, we discussed the idea. And at the end, we got the solution itself.
Gotcha.
But,
and can you,
yeah.
I was about to ask, can you tell a little bit about, so once you had this idea, what was your process in actually creating this idea, developing it, turning it into something tangible?
So first, what was our main problem on the first day, on the first weekend, was to understand what is actually the problem. And thus, we had to find the customers themselves and ask them, what is the main issue that they have? And this came about, this made us realize that we need to create a survey, distribute it, and get the analysis of the results. Next was that we discussed from the common sense. Is it viable from the company's perspective to actually achieve this idea of creating these food boxes and so on? And thus, throughout the week, we challenged our idea, the initial idea, to see what we can do with it and is there possibly a better alternatives to it. And through this discussion between ourselves, we began understanding that possibly there are better alternatives.
Gotcha. And from, let's say, this process, let's say, thinking about, let's say, the beginning of the week towards more the end of the week, what did you think was, let's say, you or your team's biggest learnings from kind of where you started to where you ended up?
In the regards to our team's chemistry or like in regards to our idea?
In regards to the idea and the problem.
So first idea was food boxes that we would, that the people inside Rimi would make themselves with the expired products, put them on the shelves with possibly some recipes that a person can come and get the products and afterwards create a simple recipe. Therefore, it would be good for students or these low-income families. But afterwards, we began to thinking in regards to it, and we understood that there are some issues from the company side, that expiring products are not always common, that one day you can have spaghetti, the other day you cannot. One day you can have bread, another day not. Therefore, they vary. The quantity varies. Where can they be placed also varies from shop to shop. Therefore, the idea in regards to this food box was thrown out. And afterwards, we had to think about something simpler, more elegant way that takes into account that food can differs and what is the main problem also of the consumer, which would be that it's hard to find and it does not look appealing. Those aspects came about from the survey. And afterwards, we began finding different possibilities of how to tackle these problems. And there were two main solutions. First was an application in regards to Rimi, which would give bonus sales percentages to the food themselves, or to give a better shelf that gives where employees could put the of expiring food onto and the customer can find them easily. Therefore, we came with these two ideas, and with these two ideas in mind, we came to the hackathon itself, like where into the Rimi headquarters where we worked together came about. So we had two ideas, and from there, we began talking to different expertise, different people, mentors who provided us with knowledge that possibly the shelf is the best idea because you need to simplify everything, because in 2 days you cannot make grandiose idea. you must simplify everything. And afterwards, we came about into possibility where we can present the idea with regard with Mustafa's skills in architecture and modeling. We understood that software possibly would not be our strength. Therefore, we began thinking about the shell. And we had different ideas on top of the shelf. And at the end of the day, mentors told us simplify. And thus, we came to a shelf which would be modular and have the ability to separate different products within it.
Got you. And then I guess my next question around this, so you developed this all the way through. There's something that I've been part of many hackathons, and there's something I like to call the Monday morning problem. It's you go through either a fun weekend, a week, whatever it turns out to be, and then Monday comes and you kind of, everyone tends to go back to their normal lives and move on. What have you and your team found? Have you found that like this problem, the solution you came up with is something that's really interesting for you? Is it something that you guys are going to pursue? Is it something you're going to kind of, you know, that was a fun thing I did once. Tell me a little bit about kind of what has happened since and where are you guys going, if anywhere?
So our final solution was the shelf, which would be modular and have the separators in it and have good packaging for the products to make them look appealing. And we, at the end of the hackathon, we said, so let's now wait for the reward of the money, settle down, and think about what we can do further on. Possibly have communication with Remy staff because they still have not. We should actually go and talk to them in regards to it. But we thought about creating possibly a prototype with the money, but yet we want to settle down and come together and talk because some of our team members would not be present in Latvia anymore. For example, okay. Mustafa will be leaving soon, possibly. Therefore, we have to understand what is our team left with and what we can move onwards.
Got you. So let's say the hackathon has happened recently enough that there hasn't been enough time to kind of figure out what the next steps are for you guys. And especially considering that you got like a cash prize that will kind of affect your decision, or you might actually, let's say, reinvest that prize to the next step if you so choose to.
Yeah, because we want to everybody to be on board with regards to this idea, because each of us put something of our own, we put our effort into it. Therefore, we have to think with ourselves, do we want to pursue this as a team or do this individually? Therefore, and also understand what we want to do with the cash prize at the end of the day, because it would be very useful if all of us could pitch in some of their portions.
Got you. Do you think kind of a different part of this is, let's imagine for a second that you guys decide not to continue, which, you know, happens. Do you guys think that, considering, you know, how almost random your team came together, do you think that because of this experience, you guys will continue to be in touch kind of, you know, more casually, more on the friend side? Or do you think this is also kind of something that, you know, we had this great experience together and now we're kind of going back to our normal lives?
I think we'll be certainly in touch because these two high schoolers that participated with me and in our team, they want to go to SSC Riga. No, they are very eager to it. I saw them on a lot of different events in regards to onboarding. Therefore, we will be good student buddies next year when they join. In regards to others, Mustafa, yes, certainly we have his Instagram. We're going to talk to him. He's very reaching out, therefore he's very active in communicating with us. And with Mara, yeah, we want to be good friends with each other because this experience is very thrilling. It boosts your dopamine within the group, and to understand that all of us together can achieve this big thing, therefore what can we do together? Therefore, we stay friends throughout this whole time, and even after ESI Challenge, we're going to be friends. We communicate on not a daily basis, but time on time we communicate, and I think we should actually make come back together event where we come together and discuss what we can do further on.
Nice. And do you think, so it seems like, let's say, this bonding was one side of value. Do you think, let's say, that was the greatest value either you or your other teammates got from this event? Was there something else that was kind of more important? What do you think was kind of the real, like biggest takeaways for you guys from the whole process?
Well, there's a lot of different sides for the store because we talked with each other. For example, for Bara, her greatest takeaway was she can do something great alone because she asked her friends to come and join with her to this event challenge. And all of them said, no, they don't have time. Therefore, she came alone. Therefore, she proved to them that, yes, come on, this was a great experience and we could have had fun together. For Mustafa, because he's in Latvia for 2 months, for him, this was a thrilling experience of Latvia showing that, look, we can work together with Latvians and create something big. For Elza and Phillips, yes, the being together was one of the biggest, biggest gratifications of being together and working on something together and possibly having one of the best, application points into SSC Riga for actually participating and winning this competition. And for me, it was showing that if you have the right people in your team, anything is possible. You just have to have a common goal and consolidation of ideas and simplification of them to create something great. And it was proving that I'm doing something right.
Nice. And I imagine from all this, it seems like for most of your team, this is something you guys would likely do again in the future, if let's say given the opportunity. Let's say it's probably not going to be your first hackathon or last hackathon, so to speak.
Certainly, because I am hooked in regards to it, because it's a great experience of stress and teamwork and excitement to create something interesting, because not every day you have given a problem from a third party, which is quite big and can have big impact. And the best part is that for us, as you mentioned, this is our first hackathon. For all of us, it was our first hackathon. And to come out like this, it was a grand experience. Therefore, certainly, I believe that everyone in our team would want to do this again.
Awesome. Let's look at the kind of the other side of it. Now that you've done this once, let's say, what would you try to do differently, or what would you improve, or let's say in the next one that you try, or either you could say going back, knowing what you know now, going back to the beginning, how would you try this? You know, what would you improve? What did you learn that you would kind of apply the next time you try to do this?
Well, timing is very important. Being having a timely schedule would be very important, because our idea did not come about until the end of Saturday, which was not a lot of time for us to prepare. Therefore, time everything and have our idea ready as soon as possible and find arguments why can it be so, why can it be good, why can it be great, and so on. Because we wasted a lot of time in regards to our ideation, and all of it was spent not so usefully. Therefore, having this right idea would be very important.
Got you. But it's funny you say that, because I've been involved with a number of hackathons, usually more on the organizing side. And I think almost no matter the length of the hackathon, I think most people kind of go through a similar experience where they kind of feel like it comes together really, really kind of towards the end. And they kind of wish they kind of planned it out a little bit better. But that almost never happens. It sort of tends to kind of coalesce or gel at the last moment. And I'm trying to remember the name of this, but there's kind of a law or theorem that basically says, you know, all work takes the amount of time that you give it. And so if your hackathon's a week, it's going to take you a week. If it's 2 days, it's going to take 2 days. And that's kind of the way these things work. And I don't know. I think to a certain extent, as much as we'd like to say that, like, oh, we'd plan this better, this and that, it kind of, this is the amount of time we have. So kind of, it ends up filling the amount of time that you have. So it's kind of a part of it.
I think it's like the hackathon way itself. Like, if you don't allocate proper time, you'll use every time you have to actually work on it. And certainly in hackathons, the stress and the timing, because like each minute counts, at the end of the day, your brain begins to work a lot better due to the pressure. Therefore, you think about these crazy and even possibly best ideas at the very last minute.
Sure. No, absolutely. I don't think I have any other main questions. I think let's just wrap this up as we go. Any final thoughts, any things that you want to mention before we sign off?
That to everybody who listens, the most important is to build a good team and make a good, set a common goal or set a common principle to work on. Because if your team understands it, everybody will know what they can give to the team to actually propel it forwards. Therefore, set a common goal, understand how you as a person can contribute to the team to make this goal come true.
Perfect. Richard, thank you so much. I think that's a great way to close. Really appreciate you coming on, and thank you again.
Thank you, Alex, for this opportunity.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the ESI What's Next podcast. ESI is a program aimed at fostering socially responsible and environmentally sustainable student innovation through education and new venture creation. We are grateful to the European Regional Development Fund, SB Bank, and RIMI for their support. Tune in next week to find out what's next in the world of student entrepreneurship.